At the conclusion of today's lectures, we will ask the Dean of Science to disrobe. He will be placed on a dissecting table in front of you, and the following is our objective. With scalpels in hand, we need to know the total number of cells in Dr. Grant's body. There will be incisions made, and you will have the opportunity to count the number of cells in his liver, his muscle, his heart, and maybe even his brain. Having arrived at a very large number, we also have the opportunity to identify the total number of microbes in Dean Grant's body. In spite of his showering well this morning and scrubbing himself, I can assure you that the total number of microbes that you will detect is tenfold greater than the total number of cells that we will have discovered by the dissection. Some of these microbes are beneficial. That's the yogurt that you ate this morning, including some lactobacilli. Some of these microbes cause disease. That's Listeria monocytogenase and E. coli. We study the bad guys, the organisms that cause you to be sick. Why do they cause you to be sick? Organisms like this, E. coli on the first frame, have around them a shell, a bag, an envelope that protects them against deleterious substances in their environment, including antibiotics. But you will have heard about the crisis of antibiotics, increasing resistance of microbes commonly addressed in the clinic to the arsenal of antimicrobials that physicians and clinicians have at their disposal. What can we do? We can understand what is the bag that surrounds bacteria by analyzing the different components of this bag. There's an outer membrane and a cytoplasmic membrane to all bacterial cells. And this outer membrane is endowed with a number of proteins, one of which is shown here in three-dimensional organization. And it participates in the uptake to these three species in the uptake of iron-containing compounds. You need iron, and you get it from spinach. E. coli needs iron, and it gets it from its environment. This sequence of events importing iron can be tricked to link an antibiotically active fragment onto the iron-containing compound, thereby escorting that compound into the cell. It is escorted into the cell using this machinery that I have displayed here, the subjects of our science. The sequence of these events ensures that the cell is supplied with iron. Our strategy is to elude that system and incorporate antibiotically active fragments in order to escort them into the cell. What are the tools and technologies that we use? Molecular genetics, microbial physiology, protein science, and structural biology. Where do we do it? At the Lyman Duff Medical Sciences Building. That's at the corner of Pine and University, accompanied by all of the services and technologies of Sheldon Biotechnology Center. See you there.
Quickly, that's it.